The Ministry of Health is moving to make the flu vaccine available to not just frontline health workers, but Jamaicans in the high-risk group, for example, pregnant women. Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Winston Delahaye says this is part of the ministry's heightened response to the presence of the influenza A H1N1 virus in Jamaica. He was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
We have not a good history culturally in this country in terms of people accepting flu vaccines. In fact, last year we had to toss out 1,000 vaccines. You know, that's just how it's been. I know of a number of family physicians who in the past have ordered vaccines, have had difficulty with uptake is the term we use,
yes.
And you have to toss it out. They have a shelf life, you know, they last a year,
yes.
They make them for a year at a time. So we recognize the need, having had our, based on last year, 3,500 and 400 for pediatric uses,
mm-hmm.
based on last year's report,
that
we needed more. So we got
number.
More in to cover at least our frontline healthcare workers.
Mm-hmm.
We're now making a thrust come the new flu season, because we're near the end of this flu season, to have persons get more serious about getting their vaccines. It's usually done in about September, October in North America. But we need to start that here. So we're looking at procuring with the new minister. He's advised us to look at making this available in all pharmacies and at an affordable price. So we're looking
so
at
So it's a change in policy?
It's a change in policy, absolutely.
Explain that change in policy.
So,
what existed before and what exists?
It's on two fronts. So having had this experience as it relates to vaccines, we recognize the need to now not only order more to cover all healthcare workers, because
yes.
at this time we're covering our frontline staff, meaning
okay.
those who would be in contact with persons coming in, emergency rooms, clinics,
mm-hmm.
casualty areas. We recognize the need to cover all healthcare workers and to ensure that it's available, the flu vaccine that is,
yeah.
to persons in high-risk groups.
Yes.
And that would include the elderly, persons, women who are pregnant, children, and those with chronic illnesses like asthma,
yes.
high blood pressure, diabetes. So we really want to ensure persons get more serious about protecting themselves, because that's a preventive measure. Yes, you do get some symptoms when you get the vaccine, but comparing a flu illness
right.
with the symptoms from the vaccine, it's chalk to cheese, as I say in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on the one front. On the other, and this has been a major shift in policy, only today, as we speak,
mm-hmm.
That Tamiflu before now was only brought in by the Ministry of Health. When we met on the 15th, recognized the need to have more available, we wrote to the pharmaceutical importer, the pharmaceutical house dealing
so was
with...
Was that the 15th of February?
15th of February.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote to them, advising them that they're allowed to bring in more, and also to stock hospital pharmacies.
Yes.
So in addition to the Ministry of Health having this available, and by then persons started to use it, there were patients who needed it, we asked them to bring in more to have it available in hospital pharmacies so that consultants would be able to prescribe this, meaning it would go to patients in need. It's not every patient who would need Tamiflu. We wanted the more severe ones to. Having seen the figures move, which we'll soon come to, we then made a further adjustment, and this is with the advent of the new minister coming in. So it's many things in a short time.
Yes.
To now having Tamiflu, subject of course to the importation by the pharmaceutical distributors, available in all pharmacies. Of course, you would need to have a prescription by a physician. And in the same breath, sending out the information to physicians around the country mm-hmm. as to who we recommend should get Tamiflu. So we really don't want it to be everyone, or soon you'll have resistance being developed towards the product, you know. There are persons questioning the use of Tamiflu in preventing, for example, you know. So we think we want to really encourage mm-hmm. the high-risk persons. If you are asthmatic and you come in with a flu, your physician now doesn't need to send you to a hospital in order to get it, which is how it was until today. But you're now able to write a prescription, and of course we expect that the pharmaceutical distributors will be bringing in more to make it more available. So it is in the Cayman Islands, in the US and in Canada. So we're moving as the need arises.
It's a major shift in policy.
Acting Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Winston Delahaye, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.